Welcome to Big Bappin' Friends. I am your host, Big Bappin'. This is the pre-show, y'all. I got to get y'all ready for season 4 because it is going to be some stuff that y'all are going to see in season 4 of Big Bappin' Friends that I got to get y'all ready for. There's some stories that I might tell on the air in season 4 that I got to get y'all ready for. So tonight's the pre-show. We're not formal. It is Soulful Sunday. The month of August couldn't have come in any better because what people don't realize is let's do what day it is a little bit. Let me start playing with what day it is just a little bit. Yesterday, July 31st, was National Orgasm Day. Now, I wasn't there. I wasn't with you. I didn't help you get one out. But if you didn't get one out, that's not a problem. Because in season 4, we are going to have a lot of sex, a lot of romance, and a lot of how to get your pleasure in shows. So, baby, put your mamas and your daddies to bed because Big Bap is getting ready to teach y'all some things. So get ready. Now, we was originally supposed to kick off season 4 with our first live show, but I don't know if you guys are watching the news like I'm watching the news, and Florida's infection rate for COVID has gone through the roof. And if y'all remember, before I went off the air, y'all can go and listen to my last set of shows. I said, y'all, I'm going on vacation. I hope that we are able to do what we said we're going to do, because we are ready. But as y'all can see, Mother Nature gives no fucks about what your plan is. You know, they had an old saying in the church they used to say, if you want to tell God a joke, tell him your plans. Right? And so I laugh because at the end of the day, we're still going to celebrate. We're still going to have an amazing interview. Miss Kalisha will still be here. We will still do what we said we was going to do. Contractual obligations will still be met, because that is what we do. You don't make excuses, you build around them. So at the end of the day, we're still going to do that wonderful interview. It is going to be a very impactful interview. So if you've never been into one of my interviews, and those of you guys who are fans, you know how it goes down on the Big Bap and Friends show. If you are not an avid listener, if you don't know me for real, then go back and catch Spotify. Go catch seasons 1, 2, and 3 of the Big Bap and Friends on Spotify. Get yourself caught up so that way you understand the fuckery that is getting ready to take place. I mean, that's not a lot of leeway. That's only 3 days to really get yourself good, but take those 3 days and get good. All right? So real quick, I want to do something. I'm not going to play too much of that because I don't want to get censored, because what y'all don't understand is when you play certain things on the air, like because of the rights that everybody has to everything nowadays, like you got to pay for just a snippet of anything, right? So I don't want to give too much away, but we are going to be talking about music. We're going to have local musicians on. We're going to have some world-renowned musicians on. And we're going to have some amazing surprises that's going to hit y'all in season 4 and 5 with our musical guests. So just keep your eyes open. It's going to be some wonderful talent coming. So, again, this is the pre-show. And I want to give a shout-out, man. And I don't get an opportunity to really say this. People think that everything that you do is completely about you and it is by you. And I have to say that. That's not always true. I know you have all these businesses out here who are telling you that they did everything by themselves, that they are the best that has ever done it, will do it, can do it, they ain't got no competition, blah, 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 whatever. That's cute, right? But I want to give a shout out to my homegirl, Yvonne, CEO of Ash Emporium. She has been a part, if I'm not mistaken, 2 published books. Just, she's doing her thing. She's out in Killeen, Texas. I want to give my girl a shout out, her mom, her artistic daughter. They are the owners of Ash Emporium, which is our original first sponsor of our show. They are the ones who paid the bills. They are the one who keeps my voice coming to you. So in supporting Yvonne, you directly support this show. And I thank all of you who have used our promo codes and have gone and got teas. Now, I already got mine, you know, queued up. I didn't know if y'all heard me when the original song was playing because my teacup was sitting directly in front of the main speaker system. So I didn't know if y'all heard my hot tea going into my cup, but I'm drinking a cup of tea right now. So this is what I want y'all to do, right? For those of you who are listening who are actually fans, I always feel like because when you do certain commercials and you do it so many times, it kind of get boring. So here's what I want to do on the pre-show. For those of you who are listening, go to ashemporiumet.com. That's ashemporiumet.com. I'm not reading that when I tell you I go to the website so damn much. But here's the thing. You can download the app. I actually played with the app for the first time. I didn't even know the girl had an app. Like, y'all don't understand. All I do is plug and go because I just support her. I love her. This has been my sister since my freshman year of high school. Like, we go back that far. Like, but I support her brand. Like, I literally, like, y'all don't even understand. I didn't even do anything dealing with this pre-show and anything dealing with everything until last night. I was like, okay, vacation's over. Let's go. For the first time, I actually really took some time off and took a vacation. So before we do anything else, let me do a quick plug of Yvonne. So, y'all, this is the Ash Emporium commercial.
Big Bappin' Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Yo, man, shout out to my girl Yvonne, man. Like, shout out. All right, y'all. I don't know who's in this on this call with me, but we got somebody who's called in from the 561. So, you know, we're going to let it be what it be, let it do what it do. Who we got on here from the 561?
Hey, yo, what up, man? It's your boy DJ AJ. Going on, man. How y'all doing?
Oh, it's my DJ. It's my... Listen, y'all listen. Y'all don't understand. Let me tell y'all how real it get, right? My DJ... Yo, listen. My DJ literally hit me up and was like, bro, are we still on for the show? I was like, bro, nah, I already spoke to the board. Like, it's a no-go. Like, it's a resounding no. Like, we are back on hold. And he just looked at me because, like, DJ AJ knows me. And when I first met him, I gave him, like, a whole lineup of shit that we was going to do. And I was like, bro, but I said, but it's going, the way I said it to him, I think I might have scared him and had him looking at me like I was crazy. Because I was hyped that night when I met you. I want you to know that.
You was high or hype?
Hyped. Like, bro, I was like kid from the first episode of House Party. Like, I was hyped.
I was in a really good space
the night that I met you. And the crazy part is there was so much chaos going on around me, and you wouldn't have never known it.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Bro, it was so much chaos. Bro, I got beat up that weekend and everything, bro.
Well, we're fine. We have up until the 6th of May.
Okay. Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. But you did it.
And
you did whatever you had to do.
But I did what I had to do, and I put on we put on an amazing event. That first masquerade ball was sexy, bro.
Yes, sir.
And I got people still hit me up like, hey, when you doing the next one? I'm like, bro, like, it was crazy because so much happened back-to-back in everybody's life. Like, not just, like, people be like, oh, COVID happened and this and that. I'm like, man, a lot of people have some other real stuff, good and bad, happen that wasn't COVID-related.
Yes, sir, it does, man. Everybody always got something going on. We just got to fight through and push through it all. That's all it is. You got to keep fighting to get through it.
You know, and so it's like, bruh, that weekend, man, you showed me so much of who you were. And I was like, yeah, that's my DJ. My wife was like at the time, I wasn't even my wife. She just looked at me. She says, how do you know that's your DJ? I said, that's my DJ.
Hey, when you know, you know. When you know, you know.
And she was like, what? I said, listen. I said, first off, this dude got me off of a Facebook Live video. This is how you booked my services. I was watching a Facebook Live of a mutual friend of ours, and I was like, yo, who's the DJ in the background?
Yes,
listen, in the middle of the live, I jumped in her inbox. I said, hey, yo, who's the DJ? Can you send me his contact information? And I called you the very next day. Did I not?
Yes, sir. Get that up.
Like, real talk. Like, people are like, what? I'm like, bro, I find people in the craziest of situations. It's like, but we quickly became brothers. Like, the bond, because it was so real, it was platonic. Like, there was no fakeness about it. We became brothers really quick.
Straight like that. It happens, man.
And people get mad at me because I'm like, when I see what I see in a person, and then I explain to them what I see in them, and I'm like, hey, but listen, if we, because I never make it about them, if we work on these issues together, man, we could be powerful. And they'd be looking at me like, what? Man, bro, I got my face, man. You talking like a girl. Like, they hit me with all types of foolishness. And I'm just like, this ain't been one place that I've been to. Like, bro, it's crazy, though. This has happened to me in multiple cities, multiple states, and multiple countries. And it's like, I'm ready to tell the story that need to be told. I'm ready to really open some people's eyes to some truths.
Hey, go ahead and let it out. Free.
Because, like, bro, so many people are using cultish behavior in a lot of different areas to distract people. And I'm like, a lot of the things that we're focusing on is self-hate.
Man, it's just how the life is right now. It's how it is. It's how the world is being ran. It's crazy. Sucks, but you just got to get through it all.
And it's scary because I want people to understand there's very simple ways to go about life, but you have to master the simple first.
Pretty much. Got
like that. Like DJ AJ, let me tell you something that a lot of people don't know. I used to be a DJ.
Okay.
But the problem that I had with being a DJ for myself is I said, once that dance floor is packed, I'm limited in what I can do. That was for me. And people got to understand, you got to look at the box different from everybody else. Is DJing fun? Absolutely. When you got the energy of the crowd and you can keep the energy of the crowd with some turntables, some crates, a hard drive, whatever it is and however it is that you DJ, because everybody tries to own the right of how to DJ. And I'm like, bro, there's a lot of different ways you can do it.
Yeah, there's multiple ways you can do it.
Like, I've seen it. I've seen people do some amazing shit. And I'm like, bro, don't give some of these people just a laptop and time to play with something. They will come up with a whole DJ set and literally be at the bar drinking. I'm like, man, how'd y'all get so good so fast? And they trained me and they showed me stuff. But I was like, with the digital age of where DJ was going, I was like, that wasn't for me, and I got out the game.
It's all good. But find another route.
But there's always another route. Like, people get mad because the first route chosen doesn't work. But here's what I tell them. Hey, listen, at the end of the day, if I'm at a party and I'm at an event and the DJ got to go outside and handle some business, if he gives me a quick crash course because I did do the digital age DJing, bro, you can pretty much go take a break and handle some business and don't lose no money.
Facts.
Because sometimes life happens. That's why DJ started pairing up and going in teams. It was easier to make the money, and just in case something happened, the other person just, hey, you got to bang out for a little bit.
Pretty much. Exactly how it is, man.
Because it happens.
I do a lot of DJs.
Reality kicks in sometimes. And people get mad at people because reality kicked in. Like, real talk. Like, let me give you a scenario, because we're gonna move to a quick music break here. But let me give you another scenario. And I mean, some of these songs, this is a pre-show episode. So if they kick this episode off the air, I don't even care, because it's the pre-show. It don't even count on my season. So y'all going to have to rock with me with some of these songs tonight, because I feel some type of way. And I need people to understand, it is okay to dream. Like, let me say this for you specifically. It is okay to dream. But what you have to also realize is, after you finish dreaming, you got to stand the fuck up and look at what's going on in reality around you.
Yes, sir.
I need you to point at yourself every time I say the word I, and just hold on to it. We're going to take a break, because I want you to get ready. We'll be right back.
Okay. Simple fact.
Okay, DJ AJ, I had to calm down. I got a little excited. I had to calm down. Because I want people to understand that what I'm about to say is important. So I had to go woo-sah, because I want them to think I'm yelling at them, because I want them to get it. But say this with me. I can dream. I can also manifest said dream with structure and goals. See, everybody wants to get out here and act like, oh, I got a sage, I got a crystal, I got to do this. Like, we have gotten people so merchandised that I'm like, y'all are forgetting the concept. It's also the spirit has to also match that.
Yeah, sure.
You can tell me all day how many sales you got, but if the spirit don't match what you just did, I don't care anything, because that tells me about the character of the man or the woman that I'm dealing with in any situation. Because, see, an honest man is an honest man no matter who's in the room, correct?
Thanks. Lead up.
Like, there's no wishy-washy with it. Like, when you get me, the first thing you know, hey, listen, bro, you getting the raw. Like, some people say they giving you the raw. DJ AJ, you know when you deal with me, you getting the raw wide open every single time.
Yes, straight up raw.
Straight up.
Yes, man.
I'm not easy to deal with if you're not ready for what my energy gives off when you meet me.
Facts, my brother.
And I tell people all the time, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I mean, I like tea. I got a cup in front of me right now, a good one too.
Yes, my brother. I gotta step away. I'm gonna be listening in. I'm gonna step away.
Man, go do what you do, though, because I'm gonna talk to the people.
Yes, sir.
You're gonna be great. Cause y'all got me tonight. This is Soulful Sunday. DJ AJ just got me a little hype, cause this is the pre-show. We not doing none of the original stuff. We might do what day it is. Yeah, production manager, if you out there listening, shoot me what day it is. I feel like I can do that. Let's play with it, because I already teased them about. But I think August 1st is like Friends Day or something, like Sisters Day. Like, it's one of those days. I know August 1st has one of those days where it has a lot of, it's like a lot of kumbaya shit going on August 1st. I know, because it fucked me up, because it's just one of those days I'm just like, wow, why would they put that in the middle of Leo season? And then I thought about that shit. Like, Leos are like, when they find out that your birthday is in the same season as them, they some kumbaya ass motherfuckers. Like, they will have you jumping off the Empire State Building the way they will rally together. And you'd be like, bitch, why am I up here? It's your birthday. No, we jumping together. Fuck you. That's a Leo for you. I love them. They are very disrespectful. I have one. Okay? But it's amazing that when you start looking at everything around you, like, I don't really take in a lot of stuff. I have always been a person that I like to really separate myself from society. And it makes people look at me like I'm weird, because they're like, you don't do everything that everyone else does. And I said, well, if I'm doing everything else that everything else is doing, how am I creating original content? Original content is not created because I went out here and I recreated myself in the image of Nicki Minaj. That's not original content. Original content is exactly what original content is. Believing that nobody else has ever done what you are doing until you find out that somebody else is doing what you're doing, and then it breaks your little heart. That's original content. In your mind, in your thought process, and your belief, you did it at its truest of integrity. That's why when people get mad at me and they say, oh, what gives old school heads the right to talk about music the way we do is, bruh, listen to the difference. If you're like, oh, you sound like the people of your generation, I'm like, no. I'm not saying that all the music is bad, but y'all need some more mainstream, better influenced musicians today. Like, where's the Woodstock of 2022? Y'all going to the same old stuff, and what is the new generation doing that's transcendent? Like, let's be transcendent. I've always believed in that. Like, I don't believe in doing something simple. If I'm going to do it, I want to knock the doors off of it. I want people to step back and be like, yo, what the fuck was that? I want people who dream big. Like, I can't, it is so hard to talk to people and their biggest dream literally is just getting up in the morning and going to somebody's job and sitting at a desk. It's hard for me to fathom that. And people get mad at me when I say, well, I'm very skilled. I can't see myself spending every day at someone's job. And then people are like, well, if you were so big and you were so great and you were so this and you were so that, well, I said, well, fine, what do you want me to do? What will it take me to show you that I'm great? And I've done that. And then I got retired. See, this is why the pre-show was so important to me, because I need people to understand I am retired. I now have one boss. She turns two in a couple of days. Because that's it. I'm retired. I don't owe nobody nothing, and if I owe them, we already have a standing contract in place. I don't owe anybody. I am not in debt to a single person. And that's a great and wonderful thing to say, because anything that I go amass is mine. And the saddest part is teaching that to other people is so different. We'll be right back.
This one goes out to all sides worldwide.
One morning I woke up next to a big bitch, took a shower, dried out, rushed to go deep like slick bitch. Topped up obsession cologne like Dougie fresh in the flesh, nigga blessed with success after slipping on my slick bitch. So I had to discover me, hit the front porch, two women butterly, lovely in front of me, got my head gone. I sent the bitch in the bed home, cause one of them got tacky big thighs and the other one was a red bone. Where y'all going? Y'all think it's hell. What's your name? I wanna get up, what y'all doing tonight, shit? I got some homies that's lonely, never phony, we on some hype shit. Called up the buddies that you be tight with. We ain't really gonna be doing too much, though we're riding around, bumping sounds, tripping out while we flame James. Tapping the horn at the homies again. Gang bang, it's slang came to maintain, tomorrow the same thing. But we can chill at the crib and play phase and kick some ass a bit. Leave past the click and get passionate. Grab your buckle and fasten it and get into some more nasty shit. Live if I could decide to try. Don't play me bogus, this ain't a spin move and I ain't got no time to lie. Tell your girls we gon' be sliding by. But hit the weeds at first because my tick gotta be riding high. Cause it feels so good.
It feels so good. Are we getting the
feel? When I ride up, I roll the super with Billy's and hoes. I'm when I wanna go. Me and my homies hooked up, so time was took up with niggas we love, smoking off the bud, the flame tight. Tripping off how we surviving this record to brain and try to hang tight. Getting fucked up on gang night. Used to be gang fights, now we gotta try to relax with the strap. Even though we see Devo back to back, we still be holding stacks of packs, rolling through a black ashtrays with blunt reds and crack sacks. Us and the chillers, what I'm focusing on. Bending through bitches' cribs, hoping it's on. If ain't no stroking, we strolling alone. Rolling the cone, not really tripping because we take a smoke to the dome. Bumping the tones while figure rolling hair and bones, dripping from off the sunlight. Beeping the bees with their head done tight, booty hung right, and every night we see at least one bite. Hooking up with my fellow Westside clicks, not together much, but when we all step in, these rug cuts. Despite the envy and jealousy throughout the others, it's love, brothers riding, cause all y'all my motherfuckers. So put the black magic on the ties and get the wax off the chrome. We gone, the blaze on till my brain's blown. Hoping to get my thing on, no matter what block you stay on. Kicking it around my world, it's the same song.
So the mobsters, let's flame on.
Looks like we was willing for curtains of blood. Now we got gators on, hurting the cubs. Facilitates where they serving the dub. Now we got Urkus and Bush, they beating up the block, searching for love. Reach up and hit the deep ball, see through the smoky delight at the body. Right, what the party like? Now you was live as I, come roll with me so we can ride the sky. But only if you let me play with you while we riding high, cause it feels so good.
Listen. I am a big Twister fan. Like, I am a believer that if you just go back and listen to his early works all the way up to right now, like, just evolution, wordplay, just wordplay, like, that man's wordplay over the last, like, 30 years could go up there in the honorables of history. Like, go and, like, listen to that man's wordplay. Like, it's not too many people on that level of wordplay, like, consistently. Like, consistent bodies of work, wordplay. Twister's up there in, like, that top five. Like, proverbial wordplay, he come with it. Like, there's only a few people that really, like, move me and then can go in pretty much any direction that you're trying to go in. Like, man, like, when he did the song, hold on, man, let me get in here. I'm going to do, because this is all for Sunday. Let me do something real quick. Let me do something. But sometimes you gotta show the people what you talk about. So let me get in here and play a little bit. Cause I want to show y'all something. Like, this man was kind of sick with it. Like, y'all gotta look at this man catalog. We're gonna go back. All right, so we're gonna go back. This is a classic.
Let me play.
We're gonna hit a couple of classics real quick, right? This song right here is actually one of Yvonne's favorite songs of all times. Right here.
Like two bad nurses, and the pain from me is the motherfuckers and thirsty. Ridiculous thirst involving herpes. To the dirt shit, first speak to me, and all this to work with. Love to the church shit, check the twerk shit. I'm kicking it with an expert fit. From birth to the earth, split to the hurt, bitch. Show you how one could be worth it. And it's on. See the bang when the favorites have it, and the clothes and the curtains. When the turn on the pump, I don't understand it. Only this other shit, I'm a misunderstood nigga. And I'm off my square, how got me reverse the flip to this work shit. What can I say to make you see how the fuck I feel? To make you wanna jump over the edge. I'm sorry, I'm a time to get the shadow for the legs. I'm painted that a can like it's a gun off to the head. Tell me what it's what kind of get police to repercussion after the repercussion and go with the dying like it's a wicked deed to defend it.
Or, you know, you can play with it a little bit.
A perfect storm. It's Twist and Chris Brown, you dig? I got a new one for you. Let's make a movie, man.
Or you can just talk about what your favorite color women are.
Dark in the light, skin like mine. I'm overlooking right, but I can look when I get up in the mix.
Y'all don't know about no Twister. Don't get me started, man. Y'all know I can act a donkey over here, man. So listen. Let me find, because I did want to say this. I wanted to look at what day it is, because I told y'all I'm gonna do that one for you. We didn't do Black History, World History, but I always love what day it is. And look, what day? What's this? August 1st? It is August 1st. So let's see. What we got for August 1st National Day? Oh, that's not the day I want. I want August 1st. Come on. Y'all playing. Oh, let's look it up. Because I know the production manager is probably not on this show today. There we go. Boom. All right. So let's see what we got for today. Let's see. Got a few things. Oh, wow. A lot of things. So today is National, whatever that day is, National Raspberry Cream Pie, National Girlfriends Day, National Minority Donor Awareness Day. I don't know what that is. Minority Donor. Okay, yeah. That just, it's too many. Listen, I don't want to say this all year, because I'm going to throw some of these out when we do them during the regular season. Like, bro, if y'all got too many words in it, like, if it's National Rama Lama Lama Kadinga the Ding the Dong, like, bro, I'm not going to read all of that over the air. Like, that is too long. Like, bro, Grease could have literally only been 45 minutes if I would have directed that bitch. I'm just saying. Like, you know, Beauty School Dropout, I know, is some of y'all favorite songs, but, hey, it might not have made the cut if I directed Grease. That motherfucker was too long. Whew. Okay. America Family Day. Well, that's a stretch. National Friendship Day. Okay. And then National Sisters Day. Wow. So if I pay tribute to any of these days, I would have to do Sisters and Friends Day, and so it that would be like the top five. Other than, like, because it says girlfriend, so I'm gonna change girlfriends to wife day. So for me, because that's easier, right? And so it covers all the women in my life on that list. That gets my wife out the way, that gets my sisters out the way, and then that gets my best friend out the way. Those are like the major women in my life. So, like, that's cool. So, shout out to my best friend, Tanya. Woo-woo. I got to get the name of her business down, because I think she's going to be a sponsor in season 4. So, I got to get the name Motivation Magnified. I got to get that down, because Bobby, man, listen, when I tell you, I be botching the shit out of her business, bro. Of all my friends, bro, that's my best friend. And, I be fucking the name of her business up. Like, listen. I will say everybody else's shit absolutely perfect and look at her shit and just be like, and I don't know why, because, like, I love my dog. Like, I am so proud of her. She has a real gift. If you are looking for counseling, if you're looking for therapy, if you're looking for a life coach, if you're looking for someone, and she's a certified nurse, so, like, she got the medical background of it, and she's nationally certified, so she's able to really, like, help people all over the United States with what her skills are. So, man, like, check her out for real. Like, I can tell you personally, I didn't take none of her funky ass courses. And I say that for, because, you know, as a friend, you gotta be fucked up with your friend. Like, if you are always, I can't take you serious as a friend if you don't, like, almost say some fucked up shit to me. Because all my friends are kind of sarcastic as fuck. So, like, it's weird when people are just, like, always nice to me, because then I'm like, what's your motive? Like, what are you trying to do? So, like, with my best friend, bro, like, it's straight assholism from the moment that we see each other. Like, it's, you know, she'll probably call me short and round or some shit, bald-headed, whatever, like, We go straight for the jugular. Like, it's on sight. So, So let's make sure that, you know, shout out to my dog. I don't really shout her out too much because, like, she got a lot of kids. Like, I told her, you know, her husband just had their honeymoon while we was on vacation. I told her. I said, I'm waiting for you to come back and talk about you pregnant. I almost got cussed out. Like, don't no older woman really want to hear she about to be pregnant again. So, Tanya, congratulations on y'all being pregnant again. So, congratulations again. Thank y'all for supporting my dog. Shout out to my sisters, man, National Sisters Day. I'll go through tonight while I'm laying down and on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat. And put all my beautiful sisters out there, man. Shout out to them, man. All of them grown. Their kids just about grown. Like, and they did it. Like, they, none of them, craziest thing, like, I was sitting around and I was thinking about something. I was like, bro, like, you've been married a couple of times. And I thought about that shit. I said, bro, ain't none of my sisters got married. Well, I got to be the old bitch-ass nigga of the family, bro. Because, like, and I don't mean it like that. Because, like, understand, I love my wife. Like, my wife is the most sarcastic, loving person you will ever meet. Yes, I said sarcastic first. Because you, let me tell you, you can't be with my wife and be gentle. She will fuck up your ego. Like, she hurts egos on purpose. And I just be sitting back and I'm like, you act like a cuddly teddy bear, but you are a vice grip. And I love it. Because I don't want nobody knowing how to take her. It feels good that she makes people feel uncomfortable. I'm a very inviting person. I need somebody in my life that, you know, people be like, yo, I think I want to fight your bitch. And I'm like, bro, what she do? Nothing. Wait, so you, like, it's weird. Like, you, because we're so opposite. Like, my wife is the person, we go walk into the room and literally, she don't care if you know if she there. And I come in the room and it's like, hey, I know all y'all motherfuckers. It's like, we're totally different walking into a room full of strangers. Like she told me, like, we're not going anywhere and you don't come up out of there with a name, a number, a contact, a friend. She goes, I can't do that. But when she turn up, man, she's an amazing woman. And I'm lucky to have a person like that in my life. Like, she's a, like, I give y'all the funniest thing, because, like, people get mad at me, and they always ask me, it's like, your relationship is the most hardest to understand. And I said, why? It's like, because I've never seen someone have so much fun. I said, when I asked her to marry me, we had one principle. And people are like, oh, my God. Like, people are waiting for me to say something profound. And I don't think what I said to her was profound. I think it was a simple statement. And the only thing I told her, I said, was have no expectations. And I don't think people understood what I said to her. And I told her, I said, people get up every single day and put expectations on their life. And when they don't reach those expectations, they crumble. They die. They are dejected. They are hurt. They're isolated. Not realizing that standard that they set, that pressure that they're manifesting on themselves, that's all them. And people say I'm crazy when I believe like that, but I believe like that. It's supposed to be that simple. Like, it's really just supposed to be that simple. And I need people to accept life for that. I don't know why I think it has to be some really, really, really outstretched, obscure thing that you can't reach. Life is really simple. And the older you get, the easier it should be at becoming simpler for you. But I see people getting older, and I see people like, I see their life getting harder for them, and it makes me question what they did from 18 to 40. Because I see my friends accomplishing things that they said that they wanted to accomplish, things that was goals for them, things that was on their bucket list. My bucket list is kind of ridiculous, so I can't kind of, I don't really compare bucket lists with people. Because people always like, yo, what would you put on your bucket list? I'm like, shit, damn. And they're like, bro, you're really over there thinking. And I'm like, I said, bro, whatever's on your bucket list, I've probably completed it. And they start naming shit, and I'm like, bro, okay. And it's confusing to them. And I'm like, no, because when I had an opportunity to live, I really lived. I really lived. And if I really answered your question for how you asked the question, the stories can be amazing because I'm telling you something that really happened, but I've taken the opportunity to live. All life can't be inside of your door, but all life can't be outside of your door. And if you don't understand the balance of the two, then that's on you. Life is not that hard. Some of us right now are fighting for relationships that we needed to end last week, last month, last year, last as soon as we got in contact with it. But y'all mad because the person that y'all trying to force everybody to believe that loves y'all, that we done already told you don't love y'all, y'all still trying to force that relationship. And then at the end of the day, y'all calling men toxic. No, bitch. Listen to your friends. We told you. Now, if you feel some type of way and you feel like that shot was for you, that's on you. This ain't happening to more than just one person. There's a lot of people that I know that are dealing with this issue. And if you feel sensitive about it, then that's on you. I can't hold the blanket that you want to cry on. That's not my life. That's not my energy. I played that game last year and the year before. Season 4, baby, understand. If it ain't live, it ain't me. Giving a shout out to my boy Mystical. Because, bro, we can't keep doing the same old dumb shit and then not understanding why we're not getting better. You can't keep calling it a generational curse when your dumb ass is smart enough to know better. You can't blame grandma and grandpa when you old enough to know better. Like the funniest thing to me, and I tell people all the time, they look at me and they laugh. They said, well, I said, my mama stopped telling me what to do when I moved out. They was like, when'd you move out? I said, which time? She never said I couldn't come home. She just said I had to go. I've been leaving since I was 4. I'm supposed to tell you, this nigga used to always run away. You don't want me here? Fine. Fuck it. I'll go. Always been my mantra. I will never stay anywhere that I'm not wanted. I will never invite myself to something that I'm not invited for. If you don't want me here, I will go. Gladly. Not fighting, not kicking, not screaming. Because you have to understand, either they want you or they don't. There is no in-between. When you walk into a room, if that person is attractive enough for you to fuck without cause, rhyme, reason, or merit, you make it your decision to try to fuck that person. It doesn't matter. You want that attention. Period. Point blank. You can try to write that shit any other way, but when you see that sexy motherfucker and you see him before he see you, you hope he see you, see him, see him. And you're praying. Like, nigga, just walk down my road. Baby, girl, listen. Y'all saw that nigga that went in HR? Ooh, wait till he see me. And they go to business. It happens. You got niggas right now mad because the girl that he been walking to lunch with every day and buying her lunch and then helping her with her kids' homework because she don't know how to, and then the dude that look all good see his homegirl because that's what he tried to play the friend card, and all of a sudden now he in his feelings because the new sexy dude like her. But he been bringing her veal cutlets every week for work, you know, making her Taco Tuesday, you know, y'all, these how all these date nights that came about because y'all done created them. Ooh, we gonna be doing taco. Man, bro, you know what pisses me off about Taco Tuesday, though? Like, and I'm gonna say this because some people be like, bro, you really don't like a lot of shit. Like, y'all be bragging about, like, the most basic of, like, basic shit. Like, bruh, Taco Tuesday. Most of the motherfucking work is prep. You can have a nanny prep most of that shit during the day while you just fucking around. Like, you like, bruh, this is, like, the easiest fucking meal to do. And then they stand there and heat up some meats. Ooh, you got fancy because you put some onions and some shit with meats in a saucer pan, and you probably open up somebody's salsa packet or whatever, and you ain't made none of these other items by hand. You ain't made the pico de gallo. You bought that out the stove. Everything is out the stove, pre-processed, lettuce already chopped. Then y'all got the nerve to brag about motherfucking taco, motherfucking Tuesday. I said, boy, listen. America has broken everything down to being so pre-processed that niggas actually really think that they can cook. But listen to what I said, though. I said, America actually got y'all thinking y'all can cook. No, y'all are great at following recipes. Not the same. Because it's always funny when I get around these people and they be like, oh man, bro, I can outcook you and that, I can blah, 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 blah. And the first thing they gonna do is go grab a whole bunch of unhealthy shit and start cooking. And I'm like, wait. I'm fat. And they're like, yeah, I know. I'm like, no. I said, I need you to understand. I'm fat. And they look at me and they're like, bro, yeah, I can see you. I'm like, no. I am 224 pounds at 5'2", 5'3". By measurement size, I'm rotundus. I'm obese according to their metrics. I'm just telling, I'm giving you facts. Like, you don't got to get, like, this ain't personal. Like, this show going to be thrown away. So everybody who don't get to hear this one, this ain't going to be on Spotify, and this one getting thrown away. Do you want to save this show? No. Okay? But listen. But people don't understand. And I want y'all to hear something. And I'm going to say this, and I want y'all to understand. I ride a bike daily. And I need you to understand what I said. I ride a bike daily. I know why I'm fat. Bitch, it's portion control. It is not because I eat unhealthy regularly and consistently. But baby, when you make something as good as I do, it's hard to only eat one of them motherfuckers and sit down. If you don't believe me, ask my friends. They will tell you. Listen, he just keeps giving me food that tastes like heaven bite after bite. And every item that comes after the next item chases away the item that you had before perfectly. Because I tell people, It's one thing to be a good cook. It is another thing to be a chef, because a chef serves course after course after course after course. And everything that goes on your palate has to go well course after course after course. So when a person's telling me that they're a chef and they're sending out what they're sending out, I'm completely, completely misunderstood. Because, baby, please don't compare your skills. Because if you want to just talk about cooking some food and putting something on a plate and making it taste good, I got you. But if you're going to get in the kitchen with me and we're going to go after that culinary debate, then you got to come better than what y'all showing me. So it's plate after plate after plate. When you had my party in your mouth wings and my lasagna, and ooh, listen, I hadn't even made a chicken lasagna in a while, but my wife used my lasagna recipe, and it was crazy because like when you show somebody how to make a perfect something and it's a perfect recipe and they can never mess it up. If they just follow the basic rules that you give them, right? And so she was like, ooh, I'm going to make a chicken one, man. Listen, when I tell you I hadn't made a chicken lasagna in forever, ground chicken, right? Hadn't made it in forever. When I tell you she did that recipe so perfect, I was smashing it. Like, I know everybody just literally stopped eating it because it was, like, too good. Because you'd have to... You would literally have to, like, just eat the whole rest of the thing by yourself. Like, I'm fat. Like, I talk like a fat person when food is good. I know. This is why I ride a bike for a living. I would be on my 600-pound anything. And y'all haven't even had my cooking. And I'm telling you, my wife will tell you, everything that I make is extra. There's your grilled cheese, then there's my grilled cheese. There's your cheeseburger, then there's my cheeseburger. They're just not the same. Yes, we started off with the same products. We use probably even the same ingredients. There's just something that I did, and you were like, wow, I didn't know it was that simple. Yes, it's really that simple if you know how to do it right. It's like sex. If the dude don't know how to eat your pussy right, it doesn't matter how many times he go down there. He's still not eating it right. It doesn't matter. He has to either decide to get better or just leave that skill alone. It doesn't matter how much you try to rearrange your vagina into his face. It's not getting better. Accept it. It's okay. Except the vagina finders, because that's all they're doing. They are down there trying to find a vagina. Oh, my God. Did you like that? They're looking at you with this big-ass smile on your face, and you over there trying to figure out if you got Oreos or nachos, Doritos in your top drawer over there, because you finna kick this motherfucker out and use a toy. And then you're going to watch whatever it is and glutton punishment because you mad that you even fuck with whoever the hell this is who can't eat no pussy. I'm just saying, these are stories I heard about. I don't know. I wasn't necessarily there in your bed with you. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. I'll be right back.
It's 2 a.m. in the morning and it's light showers and you're probably hooking up with that girl that's been two-way you all. Her baby daddy's out of town, so you can fuck around. It's okay to check in that Motel 6. $59.95, not a cent more for that dirty ass hoe. Yeah. Stop by that convenience store and pick up some rubbers. Magnum, I hope. This is Faith on Love, and I love hoes. I just don't pay them.
Cut up, know we like that. Get that cut up, freaky things, baby, bow. Get that cut up.
I'm kind of hoping that maybe you wanna kick it in the LAC, so later on we'll be rolling. Drop tops, I'm hitting your hot spots, I'm top notch. My niggas never listen, but I told them. When I catch you with the game, running game at the AUC, that later on we be bowling. Fat cats, I'm ready to tap that, so back that. No wonder why you waking up swollen.
I'm feeling you, looter, smoking my Buddha, coochie recruiter, coming at the fatty in the platinum caddy, so back at the fast. Hit it an hour and a half, watch a spectacular splash on the back and leave it dripping down the crack of her ass. Call me Mr. McGillicuddy, chasing booty, talk a silly putty, killer for money, still a thug, get buzzed. From stuff poking the locomotion, hitting bunnies, for threesome, get your buddy. When I'm feeling scummy, I love the cut.
Skin so butter soft, I'm ripping the buttons off yo blouse. Smell the aroma of a ding-a-ling king, ludicrous when I'm in yo house. Check the ratio of men to women and women to men when down south. Hot for fellatio, hot jalapenos, holla while they in yo mouth. So we love that.
Cut up, know we like that. Get that cut up, freaky things, baby bout em. Get that cut up.
I got the feeling we can cut the hell out each other, and I hope we be the same thing. Free, we can get the mattress going, handle the business while I bang, bang. Watch the dick off and kick off another session.
See, this, I keep telling y'all, man, Twista, lyrically, it don't matter what you go with. That listen, that boy good with that tongue. I tell a girl like this, if he can hit that clip, like twist the tongue, flicking back and forth over those syllables, baby, listen, just go ahead and come a few times, because it's over. It's Jell-O pudding pop time. Listen, you just there. You just soggy in the middle. It's okay. That's what he's supposed to be there for. So many dudes act like, oh, they over. Girl, listen, we're going to have some sex shows coming up. I got some toy specialists coming in. I got a sexologist coming in. She certified herself as a sexologist, so I'm looking forward to that conversation. So we got some stuff coming up. So make sure that y'all follow me. If you listening live now, go to Blog Talk Radio, follow the page. If not, and you don't want to listen live and you want to catch it on your way to work or when you're hanging out, go on Spotify, go Big Bappin' Friends, hit the follow. You'll get the alerts. All the shows come up 1 hour after the live show ends. So this one's not going up because we're deleting this motherfucker. Y'all will not use this episode against me. You hear me? But anyways, because I want to digress. I want to end this show here shortly. I want y'all to find peace in this second half of the year. Like, if it ain't got nothing to do with you, I mean, like, don't go putting yourself in nothing this year. Like, if it don't come looking for you, don't go find it. Go see how many things actually are looking for you. Align yourself to the things that is looking to work with you. Stop chasing after things and just let it fall in your lap. It happens more often than you believe. Get up and do what you're supposed to do. Be where you're supposed to be. Be who you're supposed to be. Stop making excuses for everything. If you fat right now, except the fact that you fat because there's something in your habit system that says you're going to be fat, because not everybody's naturally fat. Mine is portion control. I eat relatively healthy, but I tell people all the time, it doesn't matter if you eat healthy. There are healthy fat people. There are fat vegans. So it's not that I like food. So I work out. I do a lot of cardio. Why? That's why I bike ride. Because if you're going to have a food-based career, you have to understand, you have to work out. Like your body intake of shit is is high. You will go from 38, you will go from 138 to 219 in 6 months. Fuck around with it. If you don't believe me, you better go ask some chefs. Better go ask Rachel Ray every other season. She on some type of diet plan. Now they don't know what to do with her ass because she just looks swollen all the time now. Even like now, I don't think she done worked out and had surgery so much now. She just looks swollen now. It's like her face is just permanently in swollen phase. It's like, yeah, it's not cute anymore, Rachel. They're going to have to replace you soon, boo. You was halfway decent, but you're getting hard to look at now. You're just getting swollen on the eyes. You like Lil' Kim. I love Lil' Kim. I'm a Lil' Kim fanatic, but Kim hard to look at, bro. Like, you give a fuck about how you feel about it. It's like, every time, like, it's sad when you my age and, like, they be like, Lil' Kim want to send you, like, where? Like, that's Lil' Kim. That's Lil' Kim? Like, bro, because, like, you got to understand, I'm from that age where I got the first CD. The album cover was on the wall. Y'all remember the first album cover? Fold that thing out with the CD. Boom, that's on the wall. Thumbtacks, baby. Let's go. Let's be real. That Kim and this Kim, they don't even look the same. Like, they don't look like they started off as the same person. So I don't care how you – now, am I dissing her career and everything that she's done in her life and what she stands for? Absolutely not. But, like, we as people got to get over not calling things what they are. No. Some of us got hurt in our lives right now because people have lied to us our entire lives. And then when it's opportunities for us to find out the truth about who we really are, we're excited about some points, but on some other things – we are extremely let down because of the lies that have been told to us and then being passed down as generational curses and all types of other dumb shit. No, tell these babies the fucking truth and let's go. We are covering up because we are afraid of truth. We don't want to accept truth. We don't want to face facts with truth. We would rather fight than deal with the truth. I'm fat. That's my truth. I'm sexual. That's my truth. I'm a sapiosexual. That's my truth. I'm a numbers nerd. That's my truth. My truth. I love to take bubble baths. My mimosas are on point. I was told I make perfect bacon. I don't know what that means yet. Like, I'm still trying to figure that one out. Like, but hey, I was dubbed a legend. Somebody walked up to me and called me, hey, you are a legend. And I'm like, wow. Be mindful of what people say about you, because there are some people saying some equally negative things about me, I'm pretty sure. That nigga ain't shit. I probably had sex with that girl at some point. I'm just saying, like, most of the dudes that say that, that's usually what it is. Or I got something that they really wanted really, really bad, and then I got it, and then they felt like I did something extra to get it. And I'm like, you don't know my struggle. You don't know my struggle. So you don't know what I done been. That's my little Boosie imitation. Yo, it's crazy. Like, funny story, right? So I'm in a car one day. Had just came back from overseas, and I'm riding with somebody. I don't even remember whose car was in on the story. Like, if you remember this story, then let me know, because I don't even remember who I was talking to, but I remember the story because I remember when I said it. And so, riding in the car, and the song come out, and I was like, damn, Trina got a new banging ass. I said, man, whoever got Trina in the whatever and synthesized her voice, she almost sound like a dude a little bit. Trina come to her. That's like, bro, that's not Trina. That's Boosie. I was like, what? I was like, that's Boosie out of Louisiana. So I had to go do my homework on your boy. And I became a Boosie head after that. Because he was doing his thing. Like, he was really coming up quick. But, hey, things change. Understand. Your allegiances change because people change. People become harder in their stances, harder in their views. Life changes people. People's situations and circumstances to their life changes them. It alters the reality of what they have about things because their perception of reality is what you showed them. So if you created a fucked up reality for them to live in, then why do you not understand that people are confused around you? You've given them confusion. They don't know what to take from you. They don't know what to believe because you're not consistent. And I tell people, they're like, well, I mean, but they are. I say, yes, they are. They are consistently inconsistent. Those are the people you need to get yourself away from. It is one thing to not be able to do something one time or maybe two times, but to consistently be unavailable when someone needs you, but consistently need someone to be available for you, those are not the people you really want to be tied to. But they're going to tell you that they love you and that they have your best interest at heart. And I tell people all the time, baby, I ride a bike and I can get anywhere that I need to be in the world on time. And you telling me you're going to show up late and you got a car and that's all the work you did for the day? Okay. We'll be right back.
Baby. Baby,
we need to talk about where we're taking this thing, how far we're gonna let this go.
Listen, I can't really listen to that song right now because I don't need to be horny tonight. Like, that song right there is, like, if you understand what they were talking about in that song, baby, it ain't enough tea you can drink to save your soul from the imaginations you should be having hearing that song. But that's just me. Tell people, I guess I'm just a weird one in the group. But listen. As we end this, y'all, thank y'all for coming in, getting us hyped back out with the pre-show. We will be back on Wednesday. And we'll be doing our regular lineup. Y'all know the opening, kickoff. But we have Black History is World History, what day it is, and then Black People Are Dope. So we'll still have our lineup. This month is Llama Corn Month, so we're going to... Every Wednesday show of this month, we're going to talk about something positive that a young person has done. So if you got a young person and they've accomplished something amazing this month or within the last, you know, recent history over the summer, write in to the show. And we'll talk about that pretty awesome person, like, live on the show. All right? Because we can't continue to say that we're giving forward and not giving back. Like, everybody's feeding their bottom line in their pocket. Second thing I want to do before we get off is I want to talk about my bike initiative. I really want to do a bike initiative. And so for Christmas this year, I am going to pick a random location and I'm going to give away at least one bike. Now, that's my gift. Is at least one bike, because that's who I am. I can give away a bike. I'm not a rich man, not whatever. But I want you guys to help the bike initiative. So I'm going to get a flyer made for that. We'll probably have that up by the middle of August. And we're going to have it's going to be called the Bike Initiative. And our goal is to raise money to give away as many bikes as we can, because young people should be able to ride a bike somewhere. When they're young enough, they should learn how to ride a bike. It was the first thing I learned how to do was to ride a bike. That was my transportation before cars, before hoverboards, before skateboards, before we was allowed to get on anything else that they considered more dangerous. The first thing we always had was a bike. Even as a little person, you had the little tricycle, the little He-Man ones, the Fred Flintstone ones that you turn around the corner, the one from Baby Kids. You try to ride that bitch like that and fuck up your knees if you want to. But definitely want to do the bike initiative because let's give away, man. Let's give back to the kids. Let's help the kids. All right, so we will be back. Wednesday is loaded. Elizabeth's birthday is Wednesday, man. Jesus. Anybody want a daughter? Like, everybody thought I was playing when I said that, man. I knew she was gonna be exactly who she was. Nothing about her yet has really taken me by surprise, other than the date that she came. I was ready for that too. I had already talked about that. But it was just amazing, man, to see somebody be exactly who, like, she is. If you've ever met a person who's 50% of their parents and you can see where they pull certain things from, it is the weirdest thing ever. Like, her base default setting is half of us. And it's weird. And it's calming, and it's because, like, even with her, like, I see how she handles her mom. Like, she's mean as fuck, but when she knows her mom needs her, she turns into, like, the most softest, pillowy blanket, emotional support thing you've ever met in your life. And then when she knows you good, she's a whole fucking thug, bro. Like, this is like Gangsta Boo, Le Chat, Mia X, China White, The Brat, like all the thug females back in the day that was in hip hop. She like all of them, and then she like dainty like Aaliyah with the shit. It's the weirdest combination ever. And I'm just like, who are you, Seed of Chucky? But it's okay. It's like I told the wife. She too. She goes, what? I said, I told you, give her till she's two, and then she's slidable. She goes, what? I said, I've slid every last one of my kids. At some point, you got to slide their ass to scare their ass. Scare the living shit out of them. You don't even beat them. You just scare the living shit out of them. One good time. That will fuck with them for quite some time. That is like the equivalent of like 3,000 belt hours. I promise you. One good sliding when they're young and impressionable. They will forever remember the first time they ever felt like they lost their life. Like, and you got to yell at them and you got to mean it. So when you slide them, you got to be angry. But you still got to handle them with just enough force for them to feel like they was about to die while you still know you love them in the back part of your heart. You just need one of them. And after that, your kid will love you for a long time after that. If you've never slid your child or had a I'm sliding my child moment, baby, they know what it feels like. Listen, you will clench your butt the whole day. You are afraid to go to sleep that night. Like, you really just don't know. You are unsure about a lot of things. Parents, don't be afraid to slide your kids. There's nothing wrong with them being afraid of you. Definitely afraid of you. Because some of these kids don't care. And I'm not saying that you got to beat your kids. But they still got to know that you the parent. You can't wait till they 18 for them to feel like you the parent. You have no control then. You don't really have much control now because these little motherfuckers is out of hand at birth. But your job is to get them to the point to at some point, they will settle down. They will slow down. Life will slow you down. It doesn't matter how much you believe you will go forever. Life has a way of slowing you down. And after you slow down, will you be content with the things that you've done? Some people will. Some others won't. I'm retired now. I'm content. So on that note, I'll holler. See y'all on